What was Barton like when you were growing up?
What was it like? It was varied, I guess. Varied. It was mainly fairly low key. You know, if I'm just thinking in terms of what people were like, people generally always had quite a gentle sense of humour and a fairly nonplussed way of being. About themselves and about being in the world. Yeah, generally fairly easygoing. And so even if, and there were people who were intelligent and high achieving in different ways, but it was hard to pick them out really, because nobody made an effort to stand out, really.
Do you think that's changed now?
Doesn't seem to have changed that much, no. Not really, no. Because meeting, Adam asked me how it was being back at Whiddon School and just seeing the kids, and it's a similar thing. I spoke to one particular individual who was meant to be very good at boxing and what have you. And someone said, oh, he's going to be the next either UK champion or world champion. And he was just very quiet and easygoing. And that sort of connects to another individual who I sort of spent some time with growing up. There was a boxer called Johnny Melfa, and he was, and this is jumping ahead to when I was about 15, he was fairly quiet, easygoing. I'm assuming he was our goalkeeper in our Sunday team. But he's a tough guy, he ended up, I think he went to the Olympics. I think Melfa went to the Olympics. So he was tough. He was not an easy pushover as a boxer, but he was really easygoing. And he's a bit of a laugh.